Welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access Daily Podcast for Monday, June 27th. I'm Jason Powell on ProWrestling.net today. Zach Zimmerman's in-person review of the popular independent promotion Beyond Wrestling. He was at the show yesterday and gave a full rundown of the events, plus hit lists on the WWE SmackDown television show, the weekly NXT television show, and Lucha Underground as well, the results of the Ring of Honor television tapings for upcoming shows, and the results of the WWE Orlando event that featured five NXT regulars appearing on the main roster show. You can join me tonight for live coverage of WWE Raw as the show airs on USA Network, but before we get any further, I do want to give you another reminder to check out my appearance on the Ross Report podcast. It was recorded 1 week ago today. Gotten a lot of positive feedback via Twitter and email, and I really appreciate that. So when you're finished listening to this show, head on over to either the JR's Barbecue website or Podcast One to check out the Ross Report. And another big thanks to JR for having me on the show for this second time. We are 1 week away from the Independence Day holiday in the United States, but if you were thinking that WWE might be kind of just easing into the holiday, think again. The crew has Raw and SmackDown tonight, and then some of them will make the trip to Hawaii for a show on Wednesday, and then there are shows in Japan on Friday and Saturday. They'll be back in the U.S. for Raw on Monday night in Columbus, Ohio on July 4th for what I assume is going to be a pretty poorly viewed edition of WWE Raw due to the holiday, but I don't know, maybe a lot of people are doing what my family is doing. We're celebrating the 4th on July 3rd instead, and that way we can actually just kind of chill out on Monday. So maybe it won't be so bad, but I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of people out doing the fireworks thing on Monday night. It's definitely going to have some negative effect on the numbers. It remains to be seen just how bad it will be. But boy, that's a 10-hour flight. I was talking to Ryan Fritz of BetweenTheRopes.com today. He's going to be at Raw in person, and we were kind of feeling pity for this crew that has to make the trek from Florida to Hawaii. 10 hours, and then from there, 8.5 hours from Hawaii to Japan. It's just cruelty. If I'm in WWE, if I'm making that trip, I'm kind of just shaking my head going, really? We couldn't have, like, cut the trip in half and had the shows out, you know, Raw and SmackDown out in California or somewhere in the Pacific Northwest? No, let's go to Florida. So you got to go all the way across country and then presumably catch a flight somewhere in L.A. or I don't know where they're going to be flying out of. But it's definitely a cruel trip for the crew that will be going over there. The nice thing is, hey, they'll be in Hawaii. And Japan wouldn't be so bad either, don't get me wrong. The betting lines have been set for UFC 203. CM Punk is a big underdog heading into his fight against Mickey Gall. You would have to bet $3 just to win $1 in order for you to collect anything on Mickey Gall winning the fight. However, if you want to place a $20 bet on CM Punk, you could win $53 if he wins. So, I don't think it's a big surprise that oddsmakers are picking Mickey Gall as the heavy favorite. They're understandably skeptical of Punk's fighting abilities. He's never fought before. And Gall, they've seen him. He's impressed people on his road to getting this fight with Punk in the first place, and people feel like he has some upside. But before any Punk defenders start to pull out Brock Lesnar this, Brock Lesnar that, Brock Lesnar was a very successful amateur wrestler, an NCAA heavyweight champion. Punk doesn't have that background. Now, you know, there's a reason they have the fight. I'm not saying Punk can't win this, but I'm just saying I totally understand why odds makers are picking Mickey Gall right now, and I'd be surprised if Punk was if Punk felt snubbed by this. I think it's just logical at this point to assume that odds makers are going to be picking Mickey Gall to win this fight, which will be coming up in September. I think it's September 10th in Cleveland, Ohio. I do want to spend a moment to discuss the WWE Battleground event. Here's the thing. With July 4th next week, it's kind of a lost week for WWE. I would think they're going to start to give us some more matches tonight. After all, they can only have Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins hype the triple threat main event so much when, you know, the other guy who's in the match is suspended until a couple days before the show. So my guess is we're going to get New Day and the Wyatt family on this show in some fashion. I don't know if it'd be a six-man tag or they'll find a way to get the tag titles on the line. They definitely seem to be working towards Charlotte defending the title, the women's championship, that is, against Sasha Banks. And I'm guessing we're going to get a Rusev and Titus O'Neil rematch. It will be interesting to see if The Miz returns to TV tonight, because filming on the Marine 5 was scheduled to wrap on June 24th, but Miz noted on his Twitter page that they actually finished shooting early Sunday morning in Vancouver. And that means, he could be back. He could make that hellacious cross-country flight as well. For all I know, he'll be back on Raw tonight, but he finished with the movie, and once he does return, whether it's this week or next week, I am curious to see who he ends up defending the championship against, because I would think it's going to be a singles match, because we just had a lot of the IC title mix type wrestlers in Money in the Bank. The month before that, Miz defended the championship in a four-way. So yeah, I would think he's going to get back in a singles program, but I can't say anyone really jumps off the page as a potential opponent. Maybe Sami Zayn. I mean, he was in that four-way, I believe. And so I mean, he won his match on Raw last week, but then he turned around and lost to Seth Rollins. I don't know that they care. Cesaro is a guy that he was feuding with before he left, but Miz got a pretty decisive, by Miz standards, win over him. So, I mean, nothing stopping them from going back to it. But it's worth noting, too, that with the Marine 5 finished shooting, we could see the returns of Heath Slater, Bo Dallas, Curtis Axel, Trinity. They were all, for all I know, they've been back on Superstar, to be honest with you. I honestly don't know. But they all had minor roles in that movie that just wrapped. So you could see some returns on Raw tonight. But yeah, I would think we're going to hear a lot more about this WWE Battleground pay-per-view as they start laying out additional matches. And then next week could be the kind of fairly uneventful show. Hey, .NET members are listening to the 43-minute audio review of the Ring of Honor Best in the World pay-per-view that I recorded on Friday night after the show. I didn't like the show as much as some of my peers. I'll just say that. I kind of felt like it was a house show that I was charged $45 to watch. It wasn't all bad, but you can find out more details on that if you are a member. The members they're also going to be listening to my Q&A audio show that's going to be coming up here. I'll actually start recording that probably right after I finish this audio update. And then they will have exclusive access to my WWE Raw audio review that will be available after the show tonight. And speaking of Raw, I do want to get into a few things that I'll be looking for on tonight's show right after I tell you about the perks of .NET membership, the ad-free version of the website. You get access to all that audio content that I mentioned. If you are interested, visit the main page at prowrestling.net. You will find the sign-up area. Once you're there, three different pricing options. There's even a coupon box. And I'll just say, if you listen to the full Ross Report podcast, you might be able to use that coupon code. You might get a code for that. There's a little hint. But membership rates do start at $7.50 for 1 month. And if you are interested in saving yourself some money, there is a 6-month option. And that annual option brings that price tag all the way down to an average of $5.50 per month. What are you waiting for? Visit the main page of ProWrestling.net. And as always, if you ever have any questions, feel free to hit me up on Twitter at ProWrestlingNet. All right, as for tonight's Raw, I want to see if there's going to be any type of acknowledgement regarding the absence of Roman Reigns, and not just this week, I guess, but any point between now and WWE Battleground, because he is going to be missing some shows here, obviously, as he's suspended for 30 days due to that wellness violation. They did not mention it on SmackDown, and they very well may take the same approach on Raw. It seems kind of odd, because they acknowledge the story on their own website, and it got so much mainstream attention with ESPN covering it. But that said, you have to keep in mind, this is the same company that has completely ignored Brock Lesnar returning to UFC as far as their television show is concerned. They did cover it on the website. You'd think they'd want to capitalize on that mainstream attention that the Brock story received and at least clarify for their audience that, hey, he still wrestles here. He's returning to UFC for one fight, but he still wrestles here. People are going to know about it. But yeah, they addressed it on their website and ignored it on television. They may take the same approach with Roman Reigns. Could be different, but if it's not mentioned tonight, I don't know if they will mention it. They may just kind of, tonight will be interesting to see if they bring it up in any way. I can't imagine they're going to have Rollins out there taking shots at Roman about this. I don't think they want to go that far with it, but who knows? So I am kind of curious just to see. My guess is no, but you never know for sure. The second thing, speaking of Brock Lesnar, he is the new WWE 2K17 video game poster boy, if you will. He's featured on the cover of the game. That info came out today. So I'm kind of curious to know, will we, by any chance, hear from Paul Heyman tonight? I doubt we'll hear from Lesnar. I'm sure he's training for his UFC 200 event. But an appearance by Heyman, I think, would obviously fill up some television time and I think get the video game hype off to a big start if they were just to turn him loose on the mic. I don't know. Again, my guess is no, but something to keep in mind, because they have made a big fuss over the cover of the video game in past years. I just don't know if they'll do it this year with Brock seeming so unlikely to appear on the show. Third thing I'm looking for, will we get any type of clarification on who the general managers of the Raw and SmackDown brands are going to be? Shane says he wants to control SmackDown. Shane also says he wants to control half of Raw with Stephanie. Like, what? You would think it would be the opposite, because it just seems so ludicrous that Shane would think Stephanie would be content with this, and with Stephanie being the heel of the two, you'd think she'd be the one making ridiculous demands. But no, they have Shane doing it. It's not going to play out that way where Shane... I mean, how would you do a draft? Shane has split control of Raw with Stephanie, but then he's going to draft for SmackDown? Doesn't make any damn sense at all. My guess is that we're going to get another appearance by a former general manager who's just going to remind us of how bad the general managers, or at least most of them, actually were. But I would think they're going to clarify this soon. So I don't think it'll be July 4th. I think that would be kind of crazy to, with that being a holiday here in the U.S., to put that out then. So could it be tonight? Yeah, maybe they'll wait till July 11th, but we are getting closer by the day to the WWE draft. Hey, finally, please remember to subscribe to this daily podcast. Take a moment. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Give us some stars. It definitely helps spread the word about this site. And for that matter, thanks to everybody. When I put out the link to this All Access Daily podcast, you just take a moment to hit retweet on that link. You are helping spread the word about ProWrestling.net and the All Access Daily podcast. Kind of a brief one today, but I will be back in this same slot tomorrow with the WWE Raw hit list and whatever else is going on. Certainly some Raw bonus thoughts. So until then, thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Take care.